The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I am your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. And Travis, I can't believe you went with the Joaquin thing. We said we said the elves, right?
Hey, I'm Joaquin, buddy.
Okay. We said that we were doing elves and ho-hos.
Griffin.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I'm Griffin McElroy, your youngest brother. It's not timely. It's not appropriate.
2011.
It's 2011.
I'm Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, and the other thing is I don't think you know who Joaquin Phoenix is. I think you just had a big beard, and you were on the plane, and you're like...
Do you know anything other than his visage? Can you give me some deets?
It's like My last name's Phoenix, buddy.
Doesn't have an accent, whatever accent that is.
Why are you so hard on Joaquin, buddy?
Okay.
Can you just put on your goddamn hat?
Yes.
Put on your Christmas hat?
Did you focus group that goof out before you brought
it to the show?
Okay.
No.
Did you focus test the goof? You got to run the goofs by us.
I didn't.
So this is an advice show for the... I need a beer. What's up? This is an advice show for the modern era. We're going to get to the advice in just a second. But first, some lady in this audience has a secret about these two. Yes, it's true. She knows who she is. She is probably too ashamed to admit it.
When I get nervous pre-show, and I always do, I gotta make peeps. And sometimes I have to use the one closest to the green room, which in this case was the ladies' room. We didn't want to, I guess, ruin the magic of the show by exposing ourselves to the audience. There were two stalls in there. Travis and I agreed on peep procedure. We both went in both stalls.
There she is!
I'm sorry.
Okay. Normally, I ought to apologize, but you did not follow bathroom procedure. You didn't jiggle the handle.
Yeah.
Didn't knock on the door.
She didn't expect there to be two dudes.
You always have to expect two dudes.
You always
expect two dudes in a bathroom.
This is a classy show. She shouldn't have to expect two dudes hanging out, crossing the streams.
They were separate.
No, there were two different toilets.
They were separate stalls.
Please admit you crossed the streams.
They were separate stalls. We did pause in the middle and switch stalls. But that's just so we could get the full experience.
And I giggled in the middle of the act, like, because it was so ridiculous to do it.
And we high-fived as we were passing.
That part's not true. I definitely giggled, though, and I couldn't just... Was I giggling when you came in? Because that would... Ah, God damn it!
Well, nothing gets rid of the pre-show jitters, like supreme embarrassment.
Yeah. That's a deep shame. God damn it.
What? My dad reads those.
The jig is up.
Oh, man.
So, hey, we're going to get to the advice right now. Is Greg here?
Yeah, boy.
Okay. Greg.
Oh, holy shit.
Greg is pumped.
Oh, no, that's not Greg. He's just a huge Greg fan.
He didn't come to Austin for us. He came for Greg. Greg says, I need a gift for my wife. She is finishing up vet school this year and has only asked me for boring veterinary handbooks and the like. I want to get her something fun and exciting, i.e. not a textbook on how to cut up horses. Do you have any suggestions?
Sounds like good reading to me.
Yeah. First off, there's an audiobook about how to cut up horses. It's called My Brother and Me. It's pretty much all we talk about.
Is your wife here?
No.
Nice.
Okay, good.
Does she listen to the show?
No.
Okay.
Okay, good. We had worked out some goofs about how you were messing up by asking in front of her. But
yeah, you're bad at presents, but you're actually pretty good at them.
Yeah, your bases
so did you stop her from coming so she wouldn't find out what you were getting her?
Absolutely.
Classic
Jesus
rule.
Christ.
Classic Greg. That's what the fans come to see. Classic Greg.
Classic Greg
play. So, boys, gifts. What?
Okay, so we've ruled out books about cutting up horses. So, like,
what
anything else?
Yeah, what else is there?
The whole world of other things.
Yeah, a cup. A cup isn't that thing.
Or a cup. No, damn it.
Damn it.
Okay, what about... Let me hit you guys with this.
Okay.
What about a pet? The pet, she could... would be like a practice dog. Like, you could...
Oh, this is my dog guinea pig.
The dog... Yeah, this is my dog guinea pig. And, or a guinea pig. And you test out...
Or a guinea pig dog.
Why is that dog's legs on its back now?
Exactly. There's a new...
You made an upside down dog.
Right. There's a Franken dog.
A Franken upside down dog.
Wait, how did this go from her being a veterinarian to like creating animal atrocities?
Have you ever read The Island of Dr. Moreau?
Yeah.
I haven't, but I'm about to reference it. He basically just turns dogs upside down, that whole book.
How is that different from just turning a dog upside down?
Because his face is right side up.
You know, you could also, the dog could be a really powerful bargaining chip. You know, you could say to her, this is your dog and you love it, but if you mess up, I'm going to kill it.
Messes up in veterinary school?
Yeah, no. If she messes up
in general. No. Burn the roast.
Get out of, yeah. No. That's just called an abusive husband. What I'm saying to you is that you have a sign at her vet place.
Clinic, I think.
What?
Her meat locker, or she works on the pets? Okay.
No, her like pet.
Pet shop.
At her littlest pet shop.
At her littlest pet shop clinic, and you say, this is our guarantee to you, our pledge. If we kill your dog, we'll kill our dog.
Or they can kill our dog.
This is a dog for dog guarantee.
Yeah.
You can kill our dog while we watch in horror. We'll make our
how
kid
much
do
to
it.
Kill that puppy in the window.
I am now looking to see if there are any kids in the audience, because that's horrifying, that thing you just said.
Any kids? Good. No.
No kids? Cool.
Cool.
How about a Yahoo answer?
Yeah. Sure, sounds good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
For yelling. This one was
Yahoo representatives here?
This one was sent in by Nefariosity. Thank you, Nefariosity. It's by Yahoo Answers user, who asks, is it possible for internet radiations to cause somebody stretch marks? I think they are causing me, but I love internet and computer. It helps me so much, but each time I am doing it, there is some tingling sensation, and then I notice at that place a stretch mark appearing. If I tell my family members, they think I am being stupid. Is it possible?
Wow! Really?
Do you think it's instantaneous, like they feel a tingle? And like they lift up their shirt and watch the stretch mark appear.
Yeah, I think it's google.com, enter, and then they're doubled over in pain.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden the Netmata appears on their towel. Like, trademark, TM. Don't even try.
Are there possibly, and I'm going out on a limb here, are there maybe some behaviors that you have adopted in addition to internet and computer time? Like, is internet and computer time also sandwich time? Because that might, if you sandwich while you internet, you may get stretch marks down there from the sandwich, though, not from the internet. Is internet radiation a real thing? Is what I'm too afraid to ask.
That's the question. That's the secret that's holding the stars apart right now. Is there a radiation? I mean, obviously there is, right?
Yeah.
That's what the 1% has been using to control us. But I do enjoy, though, that this person has convinced himself that A, internet radiation is a thing.
Uh-huh.
B, acceptable risk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, they don't know its properties. They're still out on the fucking forefront of internet radiation research. They don't know if it's causing stretch marks. They don't know what it's doing, but they do know it's worth whatever the help it's providing them is definitely worth the risk of, hey, if a stretch mark appears instantaneously, there's nothing good happening. Like this radiation's not,
but
like, and later I was good at
how
piano.
How many stretch marks until you stop?
Right. Well, I think it's beautiful that this person thinks that the stretch marks may be caused by the internet, and yet they're willing to use the internet one more time. Just one last chance, internet. One last chance to solve this problem for me. Turn to Yahoo is the source they talk to. Not fucking like belly
WebMD?
Stretch. Like, yeah, Google maybe. Try that.
A real doctor's phone number? You can maybe Google that?
Yeah.
Skype that out, maybe?
Yeah. I think it's a testament to their family, though. At least they have a supportive, well, not a supportive, but.
No, their family said they were stupid.
Hey, you're stupid.
Like, that's stoops. Hey, that's not how it works.
Hey, you're like twice as tall as you once were because of stretch marks. Is that how that, what happened? You can't. I guess they can't say internet.
No.
Third world internet does give you stretch marks.
No.
That's true. Here in America, we have the filtered
stuff.
It's
not as fast, though.
Hey, I have a question here. Says, I'm... excuse me. We got a whole list here. Hey, MBMBAM.
Hey.
Hey.
What up?
Hey. My wife has joined a roller derby league and is
fun.
In the... Yeah, it's good times. And is in the training period where they learn how to kick the shit out of their opponents. At the end of this 3-month program, she'll need a derby name that is both clever and tough sounding. Her name is Emily, and she is small, but fast on her skates. Do you have any suggestions?
Emily, small, fast. Emily, skates go.
Skates, tiny skates. Tiny, tiny blur.
Skate murders people.
I don't like that.
No.
Skate or Emily. That's not very good.
Skate better, Emily. Practice.
Practice, hard worker. I don't think we're good at this.
I don't think we are either.
No.
We have many talents. This is not one of them. Some friends of ours have discussed this because we have friends in the roller derby community, more of a family, really. And the best name the week cooked up was Angela Lansfury, which I like.
I like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is she very old, this girl? Because that would be good.
My elderly wife, Emily, is participating in roller derby.
She is fast and small and solves mysteries sometimes.
Actually, a lot of people don't know this. When a roller derby player turns 50, they throw him into the tar pit like on Dinosaurs.
That was the most obscure fucking reference that we've ever done on this whole show.
Hey, I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
I guess.
God. Don't you fucking groan. If you got it, you laugh. You paid $10 to be here. Might as well chuckle while the sun. What did Juno use in that movie about? What did Juno use in that movie?
Roll it. Roll fast.
Roller.
Roll fast.
Roller girls.
Roller.
I don't know what she did. I didn't. I missed
Drew,
that.
Directed by the incomparable auteur Drew Barrymore.
Sure.
You could be Drew Scarrymore.
That's Ooh. I like that a lot.
Ooh, I like
Ellen
that.
Rage.
Oh, God damn it! I was just about to say Ellen Rage.
That's it. Though.
Helen. But then it just sounds like you're saying Helen, which is also a lady's name.
What about Helen?
I was saying Helen with two L's.
Oh, it's like Helen Keller. No, wait.
That's
not good.
She's from Austin, Travis.
Miracle worker.
Okay.
No.
Is she from Austin, really?
I don't know.
Neither does she.
There it is, folks. Put the kids to bed.
Put the kids to bed at 7:30.
The kids are deeply offended by Helen Keller jokes.
Shut the front. Too easy.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thank you, Golly Ayali. It's by... Oh, this one's gross. This one's by Yahoo Answers user Serg J, who asks, what would you do if you catch your husband pooping in the backyard? Additional information. I did. I don't know if I'm in troubles.
So wait. Is this is the question being asked by the catcher or the catchee?
Catchy. I don't know. Husband or wife.
Am I in troubles? I got busted.
What would you do? You'd be totally cool, right?
If you were married to a person who thought it was okay to just poop in the backyard, you would also be in troubles. You would be legally bound. You would share taxes with troubles.
I mean, you said for better or for worse, and this is basically like the worst.
Yeah.
Doing dirty in the hydrangeas is about as worse as it gets.
Doing dirty.
In the koi pond, Steve?
Steve,
really? In the koi pond?
Koi pond is the worst, but the kois hate that.
I imported those from Japan.
You divorce him.
Right? I mean, you divorce him?
You leave him instantly.
You rub his nose in it?
I guess.
Definitely an option. Definitely an option.
Just bap him on the schnoz with a rolled up newspaper.
Steven! Shake that no-no can at him.
Someone responded, I think I would be really shocked. It wouldn't...
I think I'd be totally cash about it. Oh, Jim.
I would try to be cool.
it wouldn't make me mad, but I would question his sanity. It wouldn't make you mad.
I'm not mad, Stephen. I'm just disappointed.
How many times do we have to have this talk?
I'd say disappointed would probably, I mean, yeah. Jesus, yeah. Made some troubles.
Somebody said, start serving his meals outside too. You want to be a dog? I'll treat you like one. What kind of human
This is the way we should treat the mentally disabled in our country. Like, all right, well, this is what we're going with. You want poop outside, you eat outside, you sleep outside.
Maybe
problem solved.
He just has a dog fetish. Maybe he saw that hilarious Tim Allen vehicle. Dog Fetish, the movie. Tim Allen, Road Dogs. And I forgot what I was talking about.
Shaggy Dog?
I missed Road
Shaggy
Dogs.
Shaggy D.A.?
Is it just about Tim Allen wanting to fuck dogs?
Whoa!
I haven't seen it, but I assume that it is about... What? Husbands don't do that.
Hey.
Humanity? That? It's not like if you're a bachelor, swinging single, poop in your backyard all you want.
Is it possible she doesn't specify, did she maybe marry a dog?
Husband Marmaduke keeps pooping in the backyard.
And sitting on that couch like a person.
He thinks he's people.
He always steals the newspaper, and then he poops in the backyard.
Don't get me started on that mailman.
I would prefer to think that this is asked by the guy who got busted.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. And dogs aren't allowed to use the internet.
And the old battle axe came down on me real hard.
Hey,
the
guys.
The old ball and chain.
Everybody, the old ball and chain did me this week. I was just trying to poop in the backyard like a grown man.
I just wanted 2 minutes of quiet.
Just the only place I can get any peace in that house is outside next to my shed in my special spot.
As somebody who was... very recently shamed for using the restroom, I do sort of feel for this man. I feel his pain. I don't think my crime was quite as intense as his.
Right. It was. I mean, it was in public. It was around people.
Yes, that's true.
How was his not in public? He was in the backyard.
I mean...
He was in, like, the backyard of Walmart.
Oh, if he had, like, a really high fence, then it's cool.
If you're going to do that thing, there's exactly 1 by 1 foot square where it is not in public.
You bought a house with a room in it specifically for that thing to be done in it.
Right. You don't see me storing my cigars in a room other than my cigar storage room.
Yeah. Your humidor.
My humidor. Hey, is Lonesome and the Lone Star stay here? Hey.
How's it going? So Lonesome. Woo!
Hey, you sound too friendly to be Lonesome. Hey, over the past few years, Lonesome and the Lone Star State asked, no fewer than 5 of my very dear friends have all moved to the same Midwestern city. I've visited a lot, really like it, but my boyfriend is a little more hesitant to pack his bags and move away. How can I convince him that this is the right move? He's becoming more receptive, but I still got a ways to go. Well, I know personally, I don't know why anybody would want to live anywhere other than Austin. Yeah!
Don't give him
Shinerbach, Alamo.
It's not in this one.
Draft House.
Yeah.
Alamo Draft House. That's what I meant.
Is your boyfriend here and sitting somewhere other than with you?
What?
It depends. It depends entirely on the Midwestern city, right? Like, if it's Chicago, then that would probably be an easy sell. But if it's like Poopsie, Missouri.
I went to Chicago. You couldn't pay me enough to go back there. Do you know how cold it was? I waited for the train for 10 minutes.
Are any of you here from Chicago? Cool, go on.
Cool, fuck that. Fuck that place.
No. That place is great.
No, if you're listening on the internet later, I'm just kidding. If you could see me this whole time, I've been winking. Right, audience? Yeah. Yeah, winking. They vouch for it.
You say no fewer than 5. Is there more and you're just not sure? Did you lose count? You got up to 5 and then you just stopped.
I see what you're saying. Right. It's you don't know the metric for
people
for...
that used to buy Scentsy from you. You just want to be closer to your target demo. You know, what about a treasure map?
Yeah.
He might not even know where he's going. And then all of a sudden he follows the clues, Legend of Curly's gold.
1,000,000 paces to the north.
walk until cold. You have arrived.
Are you bored? You are there.
Empty warehouse district marks the spot.
You see an abandoned train station.
Or our friend...
Congratulations, Midwest.
If you see our friend Darlene, you have gone far enough. She will be waiting for you.
And look, there's me in a U-Haul. Surprise!
Surprise, you moved.
It's all your shit. No, don't do it. Don't do it that way.
It's a lot harder to dole these out and feel consequence-free about it when they're actually here and the repercussions are so terrifyingly real.
We're just...
Kidnap him! No. Kidnap him! Whatever!
Yeah!
Drug him!
Drug him!
Don't do that.
Yeah, this is really much harder than I thought it would be.
There's got to be a good reason. What is the city, if you don't mind my asking? Kansas City. Okay. There's
Aren't
a lot
there
of stuff
multiple
there.
Kansas cities? Kansas City, Missouri.
Is it in
Kansas
the Kansas
city?
Side
Kansas
of
Missouri?
Missouri.
Oh,
side.
No, okay. Never mind.
No.
Now, I believe my wife, Sydney. Sydney, you're here. Hey, everybody say hi to Sydney.
Hey. Woo!
Now, Sydney, you've been to Kansas City, right?
Would you say everything is up to date
God
there?
God damn it!
Yes! Under the wire.
Yeah, that you know what? That Oklahoma gag went over just as well as it should have. Congratulations. You just bought your own coffin, stupid. Joke coffin. And
there's another
one. Is it cool?
She says it's very cool for our home audience. She doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah.
I guess just to give him that. It's very cool.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds great. There's two of them, so if one like burns down, there's another Kansas City.
Are you sure all your friends are in that one?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Check, because that one's important.
Yeah, that is key.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah, definitely.
This one was also sent in by Nefariosity. Thank you.
Ooh.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Ray, who asks, how can I become like Jackie Chan? I want to learn how to fight like Jackie Chan, or learn how to do Kung Fu properly. So shall I go to China and go to a special place? Because I want to learn how to do it properly, like Jackie Chan. Not the way they do it near my dojo. I love that.
Wait. He said near my dojo. Yeah. Not at my dojo.
We have a small club. The dojo's prices are outrageous. We meet outside in the alley behind it.
We're in front of the frozen yogurt place. No, not that one.
Walk,
the one around
walk
the corner.
To the employee parking lot of the Dairy Queen. You have arrived. Let the kicking commence.
Welcome to the dojo club.
Meet me at the dojo and you can follow me. you know why everybody just said that? In Huntington, West Virginia, next to the Dairy Queen, there is in fact a dojo. This is accurate. This is an accurate goof. It's historically accurate goof.
There are a lot of ways you can become like Jackie Chan. Can you throw...
Your friend, Chris Tucker.
Can you be best friends with Chris Tucker? Can you throw fast punches?
That seems to be that whole guy's whole shtick. I'm not an expert. You know what? Are you Chinese? Because if you're Chinese, my papa probably already thinks you are Jackie Chan. So you are like halfway there.
I hope he never listens and hears about how racist we
Jackie
say he
Chan?
Is. Yeah. can you have lots of goof-ups during a filming of the movie, and then those make their way into the credits?
I'm like, whoop, the ladder opened.
Yeah.
Oh, my nuts.
You get hit like really hard with a sword or something, and then you just laugh it off
because
you're
Jackie
Chan. Because
you're invincible.
You're invincible. You're so charming.
What kind of kung fu are you doing at your dojo that's not like what Jackie Chan is doing? We're doing tickle foo here. I don't even like this.
Excuse me. Teach. This isn't like Jackie Chan.
I have slid down zero buildings. I have punched absolutely no helicopters.
Where's the part where I gotta go, whoa, and like barely catch myself?
Where's Owen Wilson even at? I don't know. Was that the right Wilson? Shanghai Noon.
Shanghai Nights.
Shanghai Nights, Shanghai Noon. Justin, was that the right Wilson?
Sorry, say again?
Owen?
I don't know. You have to ask Papa.
Okay. And he thinks all white people are Owen Wilson?
He thinks all white people are
He is the worst.
Yeah, he really is. At least he's an equal opportunity racist.
Yeah.
I guess.
So... In this lull, I would like to take this opportunity
to acknowledge the lull.
I wrote.
Ah, fuck.
I wrote a little something. I asked everyone for some words.
A goof. Like we told you not to do this.
And so I wrote just a little Mad Lib.
No, I'm not. No.
Just a little thing that's special for you guys, because you're special.
Can we call them Sad Libs officially? Can we get the branding on Sad Libs?
Sad Libs?
So I'm going to read this Mad Lib.
I'm going to go use the men's restroom.
I just wanted you guys to hear this, because I wrote it for you.
I'm going to play Chrono Trigger on my iPhone.
I wrote it for Justin, but Justin will hear it in the bathroom, I guess. So here it is. I hope you guys like it.
Jesus.
One jiggly candle night's eve, Diesel McGillicuddy was snorkeling patiently in his lavender vestibule.
This is even worse when I'm with you.
Diesel was Santa's most tingly advisor, but his wankalicious swagger landed him in the mongoose house. Come in here, super creeps, called Santa. You've really outdone yourself.
Did anybody
Thank
in here
you,
contribute
your
to
most
this?
Perfunctory haikunist, responded Diesel, straightening his brassiere preposterously. Not so bubbly, farted Santa. This candle night's nonsense is side-saddled long enough. 6 billion grape jalapeno smoothies, and on top of that, 9 whole bubbles? This is your last opus.
What are you
Luckily,
doing?
Right at that moment, Santa was arrested on charges related to Watergate. The rarity of the anachronism ruined Camelites forever. The end. Thank you, everyone. I love you.
That's the worst. It's the pits. It was
Thank
bad.
You for enjoying my art.
My hope is in the future that you will remember their faces. You saw them, right?
It's so nice to be appreciated in my own lifetime. So I don't have to wait till after my tragic death to be appreciated by those that love me.
Mad Libs are bad and I don't like them.
They don't love you, they hate us. They just enjoy punishing. Wow, just the worst. That might have been the worst one. I didn't even listen to it.
I've been working on that for 2 months.
Do you know how much worse it is when I have to hear people not being entertained as they're doing it?
No, they were rapt. They were just so hard to pay attention, they weren't laughing.
Were they rapt?
They were
really,
rapt.
They enjoyed.
They paid $10
you
to
them
be
in your sway.
They were so focused.
They paid $10 to be talked to like children just now.
Crystal, don't laugh. I don't want to miss a word.
Hear that? He said Santa farted. Ah! Oh no, I'm doing it myself.
Oh my god. Can we move on?
Please.
Well, I did have a second one. Do you want me to go ahead and read that?
I'll break this bottle in your head.
Burn it.
Fair enough.
Hey, dear brothers, I'm about to move to a new city. First, before I start, is DeShazenator here? Boom! Hey,
Hi.
What's going on? Hey, everybody.
Hey,
welcome.
Sweet sweatshirt.
That is a cool sweatshirt. Dear brothers, I'm about to move to a new city. I don't know why anybody would want to leave Austin.
So,
Alamo.
Don't give him those cheap views.
No. Stars at night, big and bright.
His bottle's broken.
Does that work? What?
Sorry, my bottle was broken. Go on.
How does it work? How does it work?
It goes like this. The stars at night are big and bright.
Clap.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
That's great. That was very great. We're going to do that in the next show, too.
So wait, if I said we are?
Marshall.
Okay, so it doesn't.
Boomer.
No,
don't
come
do that
on.
Here.
So, okay.
Oh, yikes.
And then the crowd turned.
Sports team.
Let's hear it for sport. Hey, please, guys. You like our show. Let's not pretend, okay? There's super fans here. Besides,
like,
I hear that. Was,
your favorite sport is Mario Kart. Nerd alert.
Dear, did you see that my brother and me show at the 7 o'clock one? Yeah, it was good. Started out real funny. Then it sucked for like 2 minutes while Travis read his thing. And then it got super antagonistic afterwards. They were, like, just egging on the audience. I'm just going to start throwing, like, rotten peaches at you guys. Dear brothers, I'm about to move to a new city, and since finishing college, I've had difficulty meeting new people. My boyfriend will help, but I'd like to space out my time with him as to not drive him crazy.
Nice.
What are some good ways to meet friends? What?
No, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. What are some good ways? Oh, you think that might have been alienating.
A little mean,
for those of us with wives,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, well. That was that. I like to call that an emasculifice.
Yeah,
I just
you are paying for
sacrificed
that
for you guys. She knows.
Luckily, my girlfriend doesn't listen to the show.
She heard you were doing a sad lib, and she just couldn't break. She couldn't see you fall apart like that. So, what are some good ways to meet friends in a new city?
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked.
Is Austin the city you just moved to? Wait, I'm confused.
Albany, New York,
that's the furthest from here.
We had talked about this before, and what we had agreed to do was to introduce you to everybody in the audience.
One by one, it would be the rest of the show.
It has only just now occurred to me.
That's a dumb idea.
That's a stupid idea, because you're all in Austin.
Anybody else here live in Albany? No?
How many of you would be willing to move to Albany with her? If she could take a group with her, the whole
I can offer
solved.
You a $30 to $33 moving stipend if you can move with her to Albany
we,
right
we
now.
We got like half a pizza backstage that, yeah. I don't know, feed we, you on your trip. We, I don't know.
That's what people do with pizza.
What's up with Albany? Is it the skiing? Is it...
My boyfriend got a job.
At a ski lodge?
No.
I'm in it now. I'm interested. I want to get into your life.
Now he's in your story because we can't do the other thing.
What's a good way to meet friends? Go to a live show in Albany and then they'll do a similar thing.
Go to My Brother and Me Albany.
Yeah, coming.
Which now we have to do. Yeah. We'll see you there on Tuesday.
We could just do a franchise. We'll sell a franchise there and get three other brothers to do it.
Oh, God. We're the Schmackleroys. My brother, we're McElroys too. You know, like Gallagher. I tell you, don't you do that Sad Libs bit. It's not because we have it copyrighted. We just don't want anybody else to have to go through it.
It's an art form. No one else could do it. Do you have anything to offer, like other
Jesus.
People?
Jesus.
Wow. I don't know her.
Wow. That's like super on the nose.
What are you?
Let me try that with a different tone of voice. So what do you have to offer?
That's not
now
still good
Now you're giving
not,
her a
though.
Job interview at a ski lodge. What's wrong with you? How are you with sloping? Are you a slope? Are you a slopester? That is ski terminology.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just go up to talk to somebody you don't know. That's the real trick of it.
That's what you people came to see, right? The real hard-hitting advice that only my brother and me can offer.
I don't know. I'm pretty bad at getting to know people in new cities. I like to have an install base there already. Can you get on internet and use internet to... Can you start just adding people on Facebook who live in Albany?
Hi, Pete.
I'm like half joking.
I hear you're a laid-off dock worker. Well, my name is me. Can we be friends? We are both one of the 99%. Let's be buds. Say it now, you have something in common. Griffin.
How about Yahoo?
Please.
Oh, we're burning right through them. This one's sent in by Nefariosity. He sent in like all of them. Thank you, Nefariosity. You really killed it this week. It's by Yahoo Answers user Y and then an exclamation point and then so Siri and it got cut off, but I imagine that's the Joker thing. He asks, have you ever kissed like you invented it?
Does he mean like you kiss someone and then yell, that's copyrighted?
Yeah. Don't you try and do that to anybody else because that's mine. I don't know that inventing it is the right word. I've kissed like I've patented it. I've kissed like I own the concept and IP.
Yeah.
Firsthand.
I've kissed like I've made it my own.
Yeah.
Like, hey, only he kisses like that.
I kiss like I reinvented it.
Yeah. Right. Who's ever been kissed and been like, what did you do? What did you do?
What the hell was that?
That's usually not a good sign, gang. We've been around for a few thousand years. We've pretty much sussed out all the ways.
It's like you had a finger in your mouth. What happened?
It was like
you were hitchhiking inside of my mouth.
It was like kissing four thumbs.
It was incredible. Weirdly aroused.
How do you even know if you've kissed like you've invented it? If
you feel like you've kissed like you invented it, you're a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kiss Like You Invented It is my favorite Tim McGraw song.
I kiss like I barely grasped the concept.
You can kiss like you chopped and screwed it, like you remixed it.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe while you're kissing a lady or boy, you like spin them, you like flip them around on your mouth. You would have to lay on the ground.
Okay, so like a sit and spin.
You're not talking about like a human centipede situation.
No. It's mouth to mouth, so that would be a human push me pull you, if anything.
Things got weird. Wow.
Yeah, surprise. Hi. It's our show. Kiss like you... Are there any answers? Did anybody talk about kissing like they invented it?
Someone without a name said, I only wish I had invented it. Then I would have been the first to kiss those sweet, sweet lips.
Like the metaphorical sweet, sweet lips of humanity. Like, I get it. I brought love to the world. I'm the shining light. I'm the Prometheus of kissing.
This is confusing.
That is also the name of my band, the Prometheus of kissing.
I haven't.
I brought smooch down from the mountain. I stole smooch from the gods. And I brought lip lip locking down the humans.
Oh, yikes.
Plebes.
I didn't read these. Somebody said, "Hello, sir. Knew you'd ask something soon. Lol." No, I can't say that I have, unfortunately.
Wait.
Thanks
for
the input.
Wait, knew you'd ask something soon?
Yeah.
I've been eyeballing your account for a while now, just waiting for a little activity.
You came out with a club banger. Unfortunately, I have no input for you.
I wish I could respond in the affirmative.
Yeah, I like to kiss them dang lips like I'm mad at them.
No!
I'm not a kissing expert, as my wife will attest. I can tell you that's the wrong way of doing it. That's not
good.
Stupid lips. Hate your lips.
Give me the sweet lips.
Press them against my lips. Hold still. I hate your lips.
Rub them on me. I'm chapped. I put some cherry lip smackers on them. Rub them. I hate your lips.
You sound like an angry Bill Cosby.
I got devil pudding all over my lips. Rub them on there.
You have to stop doing that.
I want to do it. Have you ever kissed someone like Bill Cosby and admitted it?
I need to save my lips because I'm going to do a scat bit on a Harry Belafonte record.
Kiss my lips harder. I can't feel anything in there. They're frozen for the pudding pop.
Oh, it sounds kind of like Bill Cosby being drawn and quartered, actually.
Well, I'll never turn my back on the Scots. Man, never truly dies. Afraid courage.
I forget the quote. I don't remember the quote from Braveheart.
Oh, tell me about it.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Is that enough comedy yet?
No,
never
like
enough
20
comedy.
More minutes of comedy.
Oh, God.
Come on, more comedy.
It's like a comedy marathon.
Hey, listen. It is. Shit. Every week, Travis. Every week. Hey, it is becoming more and more obvious that one of my best friends doesn't brush his teeth.
Oh. Okay, so just so you know, this is not from someone here, but I would like to look around the room and see how many people just looked at their friends that they came with.
God damn it, Dylan. His breath is so bad.
Yeah, I imagine.
How bad is it?
It's so bad that I have to cover my mouth or hold my breath while he's talking to me. I mean, it's not.
That sounds really
bad. It's not like a good dozens bit.
Yeah.
In a confined area, in a car, for example. Thank you, question asker, for clarifying confined area for me.
Like a car, or a shower,
car,
or a coffin,
like a closet,
or a small
car,
box,
shower,
a veterinary stand, littlest pet shop. All of the other guys that we hang out with think the same thing. We want to tell him, but are not sure how to approach the matter. Do we straight up tell him? Chris.
How do you not know that your mouth tastes bad with your own tongue that's in there? Ugh.
It's like spoiled hummus in there.
Ugh. I know, usually...
I hate my mouth.
Usually when we advise against it, it's like straight up telling someone something, like, it's because, you know, it's like we're awkward and we don't want to bring it up. There is literally no way to bring this up that isn't this. Your breath stinks.
Hey, your breath fucking stinks. Brush your teeth. What are you doing?
Get out of here, Stinky Mouth Jones.
Your teeth are your treasure. Take care of them with a brush.
Get a brush and pamper your teeth.
Pamper your teeth.
Maybe you could set it up like a trust exercise and you brush his teeth and he brushes your teeth.
And then you do it every day for the rest of his life.
That was so nice, Stephen. Let's never stop.
Let me see a show of hands.
Who brushes their teeth?
If your breath...
I only saw those two guys raise their hands. I'm not trying to call y'all out, but good work, you two.
And yeah. Gross everyone else.
If your breath was so bad that people would write into a comedy advice show about it, knowing full well that they were going to really eviscerate your buddy, would you want to know? I mean, would you want someone to... Raise your hands. Let me see. Who would want their friend to tell them?
Whoa.
Okay. So we see about half of these people want to live their live a lie.
And the other half have stinky breath.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not me.
I think I would want them to tell me right before it got to that point where you wrote into a comedy advice podcast.
Your bad breath is about to become a meme. I wanted to warn you ahead of time.
Can you brush your teeth while they're sleeping? Are they mouth breathers?
Really heavy sleepers?
Can you get one of those fish, those tiny fish in the ocean that clean off whales, for them.
Oh, right, like a
pilot fish.
A pilot fish.
That lives in your friend's mouth.
You know, you can't do that until they wake up, and then you're just standing over them, and there's a fish in their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you gotta say, gotcha, and run out of the room.
Yeah. Psych! I'll never see you again.
I'm moving to a Midwestern city.
What about one of those birds? Get one of them birds that
click. One of them rhino birds.
One of them rhino
birds. There's so much wildlife
Cooper.
That you can put
one of those rhino birds to get the fish out of their mouth.
It's a kookaburra
bird. My mouth smells like fish.
Your mouth smells like fish. I'm going to eat the fish out of your mouth that you got to clean your teeth. Then I'm going to eat the other things on your teeth.
Maybe you wait till they do something really awesome. You're like, oh, that's a really great haircut. And also, your breath stinks.
You're
and
saying.
And so that way they're going, that, oh.
Miracle Max style. Yeah. You give a little chocolate coat, it makes it go down easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Those
I like
beautiful
that.
New shoes. Also, your breath stinks.
You probably shouldn't say it like Eddie Griffin. Just for the record, you probably shouldn't say, hey, yo, your breath stinks.
Maybe get their celebrity like hero to say it to them.
Oh, that'll be much better.
Hi, I'm Scott Bakula, and God damn, your breath.
I don't know what's going on in there, bro, but.
But God damn.
Hi, I'm Jeff Goldblum. I'm Jeff Goldblum, and I don't like it in there.
I do not like it very much. No right. Thanks. Can you wait until they're 85 and have been lonely their whole life, and then they come to you and ask why, and you then you drop it on them?
Can I not tell you? Oh, sorry. I meant to tell you when we're 25.
Can you pretend that you are them time traveling back from the future to tell them that their breath smells bad? I know that that's my answer to a lot of questions, right?
Thank God I found you.
Yeah, it's not too late. You're going to meet some queen. Queen Elizabeth, still, is she alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to meet the band Queen.
You're gonna meet Queen and Paul Rogers. And
this is a Reach toothbrush. Fucking use it. Oh wait, you can do that now in the present as his friend. Just hand him a Reach toothbrush.
I was my new friend at a dentist, and he has a movie. He'd
get him
to show
a
you.
Get him a Reach toothbrush for Christmas. This is not joke time anymore. You have to take care of your friend's mouth.
Yeah, this goes past like my friend chews too loudly. Like your friend's got mouth problems, serious gingivitis problem. That take it from someone whose gums have bled.
Oh God,
you're doing him a favor.
Gross.
Hey, how did you...
Now you know two secrets about Travis.
Yeah, it's getting a little too real in here. Come for the eggnog, stay for the terrible revelations.
How was that eggnog, everybody? Did everybody get eggnog?
Yeah.
Do you want to brush your teeth now?
Too
bad. We thought we'd get you really heavy with eggnog humors before you... how about a Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
This one was sent in by Golly Ayali. Thanks, Golly Ayali. It's by Yahoo Answers user Fashion A, and then it cuts off, so I don't know, guys. I printed these out. I'm sorry. Fashion A, ellipses, asks, where can I find the hottest sexy Santa outfit? That's at the end of the question.
Oh, okay.
They can borrow mine.
Your sexy walking Phoenix.
If they
out.
Promise not to stretch it out.
Yeah.
Is it tied in all the right places?
All the right places.
I would actually call those wrong places. I prefer your clothes to be loose fitting in those places. Can you start with, it's entirely possible to start with a not sexy Santa outfit and then with some scissors and some imagination.
You're gonna pay really upmarket prices for a sexy Santa outfit that you can make at home really
Hey,
easily.
Where are your valuable bits? Just cut holes there and then we can see them and then,
no,
whoa,
that's
pretty sexy.
That's just really upfront Santa.
That's weird.
That's not sexy Santa. It's not sexy to be like, look at these.
You're wearing a Santa smock, but I can see both your boobles. Like,
it's like almost a Santa outfit, except your balls are really prominent. You've just been really upfront about your balls.
And then they're just out there. You know, my favorite holiday song is I Saw Mommy Grazing Santa Claus.
That's the problem. If you just cut a hole for your balls, it's like, okay, present. And then you're just standing
there. Is
this
sexy yet?
I didn't plan past this. I don't have an exit strategy. I was going to do the two-hand cup and shuffle off.
First off.
Okay, the one-hand cup.
The one-hand cup. Yeah, okay. I had a weird childhood, and subsequently... any Santa outfit's a sexy Santa outfit to me. I had some things go it broke bad. Let's just put it that way. And I can't see.
You can't catch a whiff of the smell of Ho-Ho's beard.
If I smell frankincense, myrrh, it's just whoop.
I just noticed this question does not say, where can I find a sexy Santa Claus outfit? It says, where can I find the hottest sexy Santa Claus outfit, meaning some clerk or salesperson has presented a sexy Santa Claus costume to them, and they said, no, that's not it.
Nope.
Nope.
I need hotter, damn it. Hotter!
I'll know when I see it.
Not sexy enough. Sexier, more holes.
There's no way I'm getting this promotion.
Can you just low-ride a regular Santa outfit so that people can see the back goods?
The goods
on the back. The goods that you have on the back end.
So that way you can back it up and make it shake like a bowl full of jelly.
That's the fucking grossest thing you've ever said to me. That's the fucking grossest thing you've ever said right to my face.
You've said some things, too.
You've said some shit.
You've said some things.
God, sir.
Are there any answers? Did anybody have any suggestions?
Somebody says, there's this place called the Naughty Nook. You might want to see if there's one in your area. Someone says, Frederick's has one, too. Hit up your local Fredericks.
Victoria's hey, Internet, Secret. Stop helping these people. The proper response when you see that is close the tab. Don't, like, further push them down this road, whatever this horrifying path they've started down. There's a chance if you wear a sexy Santa outfit, there is a chance, slim though it may be, passing motors, whatever, some kid may see you. And that's it.
That's it for him.
That's it.
Then he converts, right?
Something happened to me. I mean...
I'm a quantum man now.
I want you guys to follow me here, but the only thing that gets me through questions like these is to think that I believe in alternate realities. In some way, there's an alternate reality Yahoo Answers question that says, where can I find the most modest, nonchalant Santa outfit?
I am Santa in my child's school play.
I am trying to be a good person.
Where can I find a
pure life?
Where can I find a Santa outfit that will hide my balls?
Santa outfit I've been too revealing.
I need it to hide my balls the best.
I need so much coverage down there that it looks like I have padding, and then you've circled back around. Now you're terrible again. I need the most chaste Santa costumes.
Excuse the me. Holiest of holy of Santa costumes.
Excuse me, where do you have the Santa costumes that include burkas? I need one of those. I need to hide everything.
Can we try to acknowledge the situation within which one would need a sexy Santa outfit? Because it's not for a school play, and it's not for Christmas morning. Are there a group of people who want to fuck Santa Claus? Is that somebody's thing? Is that somebody's dish?
Just, have you heard the song Santa Baby? That's what it is.
I don't like this world that you're introducing me to.
I mean, it's just somebody who wants a punchline to some sort of down your chimney gag, and that's what they're wearing.
Jingle balls.
That's an awfully big investment for one goof.
Hey, when it comes to dealing with my fellow coworkers, I tend to have a rather difficult time with the volume of my voice. I usually mumble quietly, even when just saying excuse me or I'm sorry, and fear the day I might try to say something and just end up yelling. Is there...
So the problem is, like, they're saving it all up, and one day the dam will break.
Right. Here comes my volume.
Stop yelling.
They're just going to Care Bear stare the person's ears right off. Is there a simple solution, or should I just start giving awkward stares with my mumbles?
Just talk normal.
Louder.
Just
like
talk
like a person.
Listen to how we're talking and then emulate us,
but
except
quieter,
for the subject matter.
Slightly quieter.
A little quieter. We're doing a live performance. Like, quieter than this, but still. Like, there is a simple solution.
Talk
like a grown-up.
Or?
Unless.
Just talk loud all the time. Yell all the time.
Yelly Steve,
the office's town crier.
Right. Or, don't talk at all. Just stop talking. When someone bumps you in the hallway, just stare at them.
They'll never bump you again.
Yeah, because you're fired.
Excuse me, Johnson? Johnson, come back. Johnson.
Keep doing it.
Johnson.
This is good. I think the audience is thinking, when's Griffin going to do his terrible bit?
You'll have to come back at 9 to see that.
Yeah. I think if their worry is like, I try to control the sound of my voice so that I don't like freak out my other employees, then I would say that you're already doing that because you're the quiet, mumbly guy that everyone's afraid of.
Right. When people say like...
Don't bump Steve, whatever you do. I don't know what his plan is, but he's making a list.
Right. Checking it twice in the sexiest Santa costume you can find. If you, you're already that guy. When they talk about the last one you'd ever suspect to do something like this, they're not talking about you. You're the first one they suspect to do exactly what you...
The bad news is if you start being loud now you've made the jump to the other side. You're like, now he's just screaming all the time. He was quiet for like 3 years, and now he's screaming. And I feel like the fuse is lit.
Yeah, that dam's about to break. You need to treat him with kid gloves.
And also, so maybe you quit your job and start a new job as the normal guy.
Yeah.
Regular guy.
It may be disappointing for them, too, if you just talk about dumb shit all the time, and then people are like, oh, that's what you were saying? That whole time?
You were just doing Mad Libs over and over again?
I'm sure he doesn't say dumb shit, though. He's a listener. He's very dear. He's very dear to me.
Oh, he starts saying dumb shit really loudly.
I forgot we were talking.
Some people will be like, go back to mumbling.
Yeah. I forgot we were talking about a person.
I just hope he doesn't mumble when he tells them to listen to my brother made this great podcast he loves so much.
If you say the title of a podcast, it sounds like you're mumbling.
It does kind of. That's why we haven't had more mainstream success. It's because whenever the anchors or like Ryan Seacrest mentions our show, it's all sorted down here.
I don't know who that is. Do you want another Yahoo?
Yeah, we got time for one more.
This one was sent in by, it's 756 Trends. By Yahoo Answers user Lynn W., who asks, my cat's ghost is haunting me. My cat committed suicide 3 days ago. Now she's haunting me. Help.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
First off, oh, God, there's so many first offs, but I think the main first off is if your cat...
Is that the whole question?
Yeah, if your cat committed suicide, it does not get to haunt you, because that was in its own paws at that decision.
First, as we all know, suicide straight to cat hell. I mean, it's in the Bible. Cat Bible.
I would love to see that episode of, like, cat CSI. We're like, no, we're ruling this one a suicide.
Yeah.
Based on what?
Okay... Can you not double up on the fucking craziness of cat ghosts and cat suicide with cat CSI, please? Spoiler to everybody, the C stands for cat. I can't tell you about S and I, but I'm pretty sure. And meow is in there.
I thought he could withstand the fall. I guess he was a real pussy. Yeah!
I liked it.
Looks like we're gonna have to catnip this one in the bud.
Okay.
Yeah!
Justin, let the circle be unbroken.
This is the perfect crime. Okay, we should, I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first, thank you guys so much for coming out to see this dumbass show.
Thank you.
You've lifted our spirits. We hope you enjoyed the cookies and eggnog. We also hope that you will, on the way out, treat yourself to... We have posters there out there.
Don't treat yourself. They cost money.
I believe I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't mind if I do.
I'll
fucking run you down in the parking lot. I'm very fast.
Yeah. We also will come out there as soon as we're done here so we can say hi to everybody. And we're also going to be probably around 11 o'clock heading over to... What's it called, Griffin?
It's called the Kung Fu Saloon.
Kung Fu Saloon.
It's
in Austin, Texas.
Woo!
Don't.
Shiner a bot.
I didn't reserve it or anything. It may be super full. We'll see. It's an adventure,
guys. If it is,
guys.
You, 7 o'clock, people go now.
Save us a table.
Start busting heads.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody out of here. Out. Just toot and have bad breath and just get everybody out. Anything else? Anything I'm forgetting? Thank you.
Thank you to everybody who helped make this show a reality.
Thank you to you. Thank you to Tanner running sound over here. Thank you for Justin running lights. Thank you to Bristol.
Thank you to all our girlfriends and wives.
Rachel and Sydney. Isn't there anybody? Jordan for helping with the door and the Blue Theater for having us here. It's a beautiful venue that they pretty much let us do whatever we want to in, so that's nice. We didn't end up setting the table on fire.
And mostly, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You longtime friends of ours.
This
fans,
very this final question was sent in by Gavin Burke. Thank you, Gavin. It's by Yahoo Answers user Vicky6, who asks, does anyone know where to purchase and or make a coffin-shaped bed?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Teams.
Teams.
stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart. 3 stacks, keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. 3 stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.